USA Radio News.
Saying goodbye to an old friend.
George Bush was a charter member of the greatest generation. His incredible service to our nation and the world are already etched in the marble of time.
Former Secretary of State James Baker at George H.W. Bush's funeral, George P. Bush also eulogized his grandfather.
A place where individuals working alone or in groups can help the condition of their fellow man on a voluntary basis. A bright hope for America he evoked so brilliantly when he spoke of 1,000 points of light.
A train carrying Bush is currently en route to College Station, where Bush will be buried next to his wife, Barbara. A two-week government funding extension is headed to President Trump's desk after passage in the Senate and House today. This averts a partial government shutdown and stocks taking their lumps again. The Dow is down over 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Complimentary cheesecake creates quite the customer chaos. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It happened at a Cheesecake Factory restaurant in Arlington, Virginia. Things getting out of hand on Wednesday when the restaurant started offering free slices of cheesecake. Police officers were called in to try to make sure a large crowd stayed under control, but one customer started some trouble and was asked to leave, then refused and ended up getting into a struggle with officers. That's when everything broke down. Police say the one person was charged with disorderly conduct. They won't confirm reports that several other arrests were made. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Southwest Airlines plane slid off the runway at Hollywood Burbank Airport just outside of Los Angeles. The flight landed just after 9 o'clock local time and reportedly hydroplaned on the rain-soaked airstrip. No injuries were reported, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
USA Gymnastics is filing for bankruptcy protection as it tries to recover from the sexual abuse scandal. Attorney John Manley represents more than 100 alleged victims of the abuse at the hands of former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. He shares with NBC's Today Show why he believes his bankruptcy is taking place.
We're on the precipice of finding out who knew what when about Larry Nassar and his child molestation of hundreds of women, and they're using the bankruptcy process to stop us.
Three Ohio congressmen have urged General Motors CEO Mary Barra to keep their Lordstown plant open to build electric cars. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
The company has plans to close the plant after announcing it will no longer make the Chevy Cruze. Barra says it was a difficult decision to close Lordstown as the company focuses on new technology.
We are in an industry that is transforming faster than I've ever seen in my 38-year career. And we're trying to make sure that General Motors is strong and that we're in a leadership position in the technologies like electrification, like autonomous vehicles, like connectivity, because that's what customers want.
While GM and others shy away from the sedan, Toyota's top U.S. executive says his company will keep making cars despite a dramatic shift to trucks and SUVs.
Thank you, Wendy. Please remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.